U.S. officials say they're 100% certain that the man killed during the raid in Pakistan was, in fact, Osama bin Laden. They say that they used DNA samples and face recognition techniques to make that determination. But the U.S. announcement that bin Laden's body was buried at sea has sparked some skepticism around the globe. So far, no photos of the corpse have been released. Reporter Madiha Tahir reports from Karachi on how people there feel about the killing of Osama bin Laden.
While much of the West is uniform in its belief that, as President Obama has said, justice has been served, Pakistanis are more ambivalent. Bin Laden was once an American ally working to build the Mujahideen against the Soviets during the Cold War. Seher Naqvi is a young woman who I met near a newspaper stall this afternoon in Pakistan's bustling port city of Karachi. Like many Pakistanis, she woke to find out that the most hunted militant in the world had been killed during the night.
Today in the morning, we saw the news that Osama has been died. So it was really a shocking news.
And one that she's skeptical about.
Actually, I think that it's a fake news, and I don't think it's real that Osama has been died. I don't think so.
Why do you say that?
I can't believe it till I can see his picture, he's dead.
Seher is not alone. Most Pakistanis I spoke with today were reluctant to believe that bin Laden had been killed. That isn't because they support him. It's because, as one street vendor Riley explained to me, they've heard it before. He told me that bin Laden has died before, and it's not yet confirmed whether he's been killed or if it's someone else. That is the issue, he says. The last time the world heard that bin Laden had been killed was in December 2001. Then he was hiding in Tora Bora, a mountain range in Afghanistan. Despite heavy U.S. bombing, he escaped. Many believed he'd shifted to the forbidding mountainous territory of Pakistan's northern tribal areas. But on Sunday night, bin Laden was ultimately found and killed, not in the tribal areas, but near a Pakistani military academy in a garrison town called Abtabad. Pakistanis I spoke with didn't seem especially concerned whether or not their government had any knowledge of the raid. That's because many feel they're simply caught in the middle of what has been the negative consequence of American intervention in the region. This is what one banker told me.
Well, we are used to it. No change for us. What Al-Qaeda do? We are hopeless and we are helpless. We can't do anything.
And he, like many Pakistanis, assumes that the game will go on.
What I feel is something that is not very important to us. Whether Osama is alive or dead, Al-Qaeda is there. And Al-Qaeda has a strong network, a strong organization. So I think they will carry out their activities, no matter Osama is there or not, Amin Zawahiri is there or not. I don't think so. It's a blow on the Al-Qaeda network.
This is Madiha Tahir for The World.